Welcome back, folks. This is Braylon with Sports Noise Podcast, and today it is episode 11. June 4th is the day that I am recording this, and definitely some exciting things, well, for me to talk about. So I'm just going to get right into it. So NBA, I will be talking about MLB a little bit today. MLB, the Mavericks beat the Wolves in 5. A good moment for me. I watched the whole game. Thursday night? Yeah, Thursday night. Luka just was hitting threes from the logo. Kyrie was on point. I feel like we deserved to win that game. It was a little bit of like a blowout. The Wolves went and they got their bench guys that don't really play with like 2-3 minutes left in the fourth quarter because, it was already over. So final score was both teams were over 100. If this was not the Wolves' year, I don't know how. I saw this guy on TikTok. He was saying the Timberwolves, if they want to be competitive, they already are competitive, but they already have some older guys. And he said trade Karl Anthony Towns straight up for Paul George because Paul George and the Los Angeles Clippers did not decide on a deal this year. Just straight up Paul George for Kat. And the thing I see with that thing is the Wolves are already pretty old. Rudy Gobert is older. Mike Conley is old. Mike Conley's the old head on the team. Ant is young, but still, you have Kat, he's, 29 now, but adding a 30 plus, over 30-year-old PG-13 to the mix, I just don't know that. I think that might mess up their chemistry as well. They've been defensive, and I know Paul George is a great defender, but their strategy this year was having bigs. Kyle Anderson is a power forward, and he was playing he brought the ball up sometimes. He was playing point guard sometimes, rarely, but you saw him 3-4 times a game, bringing the ball up for the Wolves. And so, they're a big team. Rudy Gobert, Kat could play center. Kat's playing power forward. He could be a center. He's played center in the past, but I just think that'll mess up their chemistry. Kat's not going to take over a game. They let Ant do that. So Kat's going to help. Kat's definitely he's like a borderline all-star. But then you add PG. Again, he's just old. It's just, why would you mess with something that's already working? They made it to the Western Conference Finals this year. They've made it to the playoffs, they've made it 3 times in, 3 years, but they haven't been getting past the first round, and this year they made it to the Western Conference Finals. I just don't think it's a good idea. Honestly, I think the Clippers might say no as well, because Kat right now, I don't think Kat's as good as Paul George. I don't think Kat will ever be as good as Paul George. Maybe right now they're like neck and neck, maybe right now. I still think Paul George is better. He's just a more complete player. I feel like the Clippers maybe could get more than Kat for Paul George. I know Paul George is old. He's like 30, what, like 35? But I think the Clippers could get more for Paul George. And then Kat and Kawhi, would that work? I mean, I don't know, but I feel Paul George was like the Clippers are not the greatest shooting team. I mean, Terrence Mann is not a shooter. Kawhi can shoot, but I mean, he's not, he doesn't, you don't want him to be your main shooter, because I mean, he's not going to be the main shooter. You don't want him to be the main shooter on a team. And Paul George, he can shoot. He can playmake. Kat, he's not the greatest playmaker. He relies on his other guys to get buckets. Like, you can't have a team that's led by Kat. I mean, you just can't. We've seen it in the past. He can't lead a team. And at this point, I don't expect him to lead a team. He plays a great role on this Wolves team. And I just don't mess with the chemistry between the Wolves. I think the Clippers can get something else. So, next segment, the NBA Finals. The Mavericks are in. My team that I love dearly. I'm not wearing Mavericks, I'm wearing Rangers. I'm going to the Rangers game actually today. So yeah, I'll get some, hopefully we get a W. Sorry, camera, it's messing up. But so, NBA Finals predictions. And the last time the Mavericks were in the finals, our head coach, Jason Kidd, was playing for us. That's just insane. So, I see these teams neck and neck. The Celtics have had one of the easiest runs to the finals, maybe ever, but definitely in recent history. They went through the Heat without Jimmy Butler. Then, they go through the Cavs without Donovan Mitchell. And Jared Allen. And then they go through the Indiana Pacers, and Tyrese Haliburton didn't play for like the last 2-3 games. I see some different outcomes. I think they get past Butler and the Heat. I think they might get past Jared Allen with the Cavs. That one is interesting. So I think the Cavs were the hardest team for the Celtics so far. I mean, I feel like if they had Mitchell, because Mitchell can lead a team to win a playoff series. And then you add Jared Allen to that mix. I think the Pacers kind of had a Cinderella run. I mean, they got a young Tyrese Haliburton, Siakam. I mean, I just didn't feel like they were ready enough for the big moment. They fumbled in late fourth quarter. The Pacers should have won the first two games. Jaylen Brown hit that clutch three. I think it was in game two. But, I mean, in the corner, Siakam, like this, doesn't want to foul. If you're Siakam, I think you just put your hand up at least. Just put your hand up. He was like this. I mean, not wanting to draw a foul. But at least put a hand in Jaylen Brown's foot. Because Jaylen Brown can shoot threes. If you don't put a hand up, I mean, it's basically a gift. So, Celtics, yeah, kind of an easy run. But then the Mavericks, I think the Mavs have had one of the toughest runs. They have to play a Clippers team. Yes, they didn't have Kawhi, but they still had, three Hall of Famers. They had James Harden, Russell Westbrook, and Paul George. And, I mean, I know they're older, but three older Hall of Famers to beat is still a tough task. Now, we do have two Hall of Famers, in Kyrie Irving and Luka. So, predictions, not trying to be biased, but I do see the Mavs winning. I think the Mavericks are going to win, and I'm rooting for the Mavericks to win. That's my team. So, I think the Mavs win. I think it could definitely go to a Game 7. we got to talk about these matchups too. I'll get to that in a second. But I mean, I think these teams are just so evenly matched. We got the better stars though. That's the only thing I am a little hopeful about. Kyrie is better than Jaylen Brown. Luka is better than Tatum. Now, is Kyrie better than Tatum right now? Regular season? No. Playoffs? Kyrie or Tatum? Who do you think is better? Right now, not all time, right now. That's not even a question. It's Kyrie. But right now, in the playoffs, let's say the playoffs, not regular season, in the playoffs, who is better right now? Kyrie Irving or Jason Tatum? Put that in the comment, or answer that in the comments. Let me know, because that might be neck and neck. I still want Kyrie. I mean, Tatum's known not to be clutch in the playoffs. That's been an issue since he came into the league. So I see the Mavs winning this in six. I'll say six. Boston, I say game one, I say Boston wins. Okay, so we got 1-0 Boston. Game two, Mavs come back. Series is tied 1-1. We're going home. Mavs are going home. Mavs win that one. Okay. 2-1, Mavs lead the series. And then another one, I'm thinking, I see Celtics winning that. So now series is tied 2-2. Now we're going back to Boston, and I just don't think Luka and Kyrie can let the Celtics get a 3-2 lead on us. So Luka, Kyrie, ball out in that game. They are going, it's now 3-2 Mavs. And now we're going to Dallas, and then we win. Mavs win the finals in six. So that's my predictions. It obviously probably won't happen like that. It's very hard to predict a series, I mean game by game. But now let's go on to the matchups. Kyrie Irving literally hates the Celtics. I mean, after he said he's re-signing with the Celtics and then leaves them for Brooklyn, and then comes to Dallas. Boston fans hate Kyrie. Kyrie hates Boston. And then Porzingis coming back to Dallas. And I saw something that said Porzingis openly said to a reporter that him and Luka were not on the same page. They did not like each other. And Porzingis even called Luka a baby once. Like, KP, you can't be calling Luka, you can't be calling your star player a baby. That's just not going to go well. You're going to get traded, and guess what? He got traded. He got traded to the Wizards. And then Porzingis going up against his former Washington Wizards center teammate, Daniel Gafford. This just has matchups on matchups on matchups. And I'm really excited to see how this goes. Now, I'm definitely more scared. Like, last time that... No, I was, like, a couple months old, but looking back at it, a Dwayne Wade, and this is the 2011 finals, LeBron James, Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, the big three Heat, looking back at it, I would have been more scared of big three Heat than, like, 2023-24 Celtics. They don't have that type of, force, I'll say that. Celtics, I am kind of scared. Jrue Holiday is a great, he's a good playmaker. He's great defensive guy. Derek White, great three-point shooter, great defender. I just don't see the Celtics have had a cakewalk to the finals. I think the Mavs, without the Heat, without Jimmy Butler, I think the Mavs win that, and I say they sweep them. I mean, without Jimmy Butler, but then you got Cavaliers. If the Mavs played in that series, I see that going five, and then Pacers, I see the Mavs losing like one. So the Celtics, the Celtics have just had a cakewalk, and they really have to. If the Celtics want to win this series, they have to fasten up their seatbelts, and they just got to go and take it. Rangers saying, last postseason run, go and take it. What did the Rangers do? They went and took it. Now, I'm not saying the Boston Celtics need to do that. Celtics, please don't go and take it. Mavs, you go and take it. So, predictions, Mavs win the finals in six. Some heartbreaking news in the NHL world. For some people, they're probably ecstatic. For me, the Dallas Stars lost in six. Lost in the Western Conference Finals to the Edmonton Oilers. Connor McDavid, chill out, buddy. Evander Kane, chill out. Now, Joe Pavelski was good in that last game. Jason Robertson had some good moments. The Oilers had, four shots, and they were up 2-0. The Stars had, I think it was, 13, and they had zero. That final game six, that was just, I think, bad luck for the Stars. Now, that place was loud. They played in Edmonton. But, yeah. A tough loss. And now, I can't remember who the Texas Rangers play. Let me think. I think, who is it? I really don't know. I'm not a bad Rangers fan. I just don't remember who we play. Who do we play? The Detroit Tigers. We play the Detroit Tigers. Max Clark, we're coming from you. We're coming for you. No. Max Clark's not playing this game. He wouldn't still be in high school. He'd be in college. But Rangers Tigers, 7:05, I'll be there. So got the Rangers World Series hat, and then got a Rangers World Series shirt. I'm prepared for the Rangers game today. Excited. I'm going to wrap this one up. 17 minutes and 30 seconds. Not bad. So, next episode will be episode 12. And we'll talk about next episode will hopefully be I'll put some more thought, I'll do some research on statistics for the Celtics-Mavs series. Just see how that's going. See what matchups, key matchups, who's I think people have been saying Kyrie's not going to do good in this series because of Derek White's defense and Drew Holiday's defense. Holiday and White, great defenders. But it's Kyrie Irving, the best ball handles of the NBA. The best ball handling skills in the NBA, probably in the world. Nobody can guard Kyrie. When Kyrie's on his A game, nobody can guard Kyrie. So, sorry for this, sorry for me. Words are not coming out right. So, we're going to wrap this one up. Braylon Doro with Sports Noise Podcast. I'll see y'all for episode 11. I don't know when that'll be. But until then, I'll see y'all later.